From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The University of California, Davis has been awarded a $6.5 million grant to develop ways to improve breeding pipelines for legumes and sorghum. UC Davis researchers plan to use 3D modeling, artificial intelligence, and crop genetics to help develop farm produce that is better equipped to withstand hotter temperatures and persistent droughts. The grant for the research comes from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. The FDA says it is proposing new rules to safeguard the food supply while also simplifying regulations and testing that govern agricultural water use. The FDA says it hopes to update the Food Safety Modernization Act, which sets standards for growing, harvesting, packing, and storing fruits and vegetables. The FDA says it wants to clarify pre-harvest water testing regimens to make it easier for farmers to comply. The National Pork Producers Council is applauding the announcement that U.S. pork exports are now on their way into India, the second most populated country. NPPC President Jen Sorensen says after decades of work, a market that has been closed to U.S. pork is getting opened, and we look forward to the new access. India has a population of 1.26 billion people, which means a significant market opportunity. U.S. Meat Export Federation President Dan Hallstrom says his group has many industry contacts in India that are excited for this opportunity.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.